It don't matter if it's Hollywood. It don't matter if it's politics. It don't matter what it is. The corporate system, the 501(c) churches, or churches in general. Look, Apostle Paul, he knew it too, because he said, forgive one another. Because why would he say that to the churches back then? The reason he said it is because he knows that anything man tries to do is an utter failure. Any man-made system is an utter failure. They wanted to come up with a new currency, cryptocurrency, and look what happened. The Ethereum forked, Bitcoin forked. Their system didn't work out like they thought, right? It had a fork. There was a fork in the road, a division. And there's always a fork in the road in life, whether it's a job, whether it's a gig economy, whether it's marriage, family, bloodline, culture, cults, isms. There's always going to be a fork in the road. And what man is realizing is he can't do it. So that's why they're trying to build the AI, because man knows he is an utter failure. The best system that man has come up with is the United States, you know? The Constitution, a democratic system. And there's other nations that took on that type, you know. But even then, you got fightings and shootings and courts and all that. Why do you have courts and you got the law? Why do you have the law? Because the flesh creature can only create an AI flesh mind trouble. Man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Why does it say that? Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Why? Because Eve dropped us down. The labor pains is a fractal. She goes through labor pains, right? It's a fractal of you getting birthed into this matrix, and you got labor pains till you get birthed into your next state. It's a fractal, hologram. And so what's happening, everything that you look at, somebody emailed me yesterday about the clouds, everything is a type. Jesus comes back in the clouds just like he left. The angel said he goes up through the clouds, comes back in the clouds, and the whole world's going to see him. Now, how's that happening? It's obvious the whole world is going to be tied to the hive. The rapture of the church, that's another good example of why it's a pre-trib rapture. Because if Jesus comes back in the clouds and the whole world sees him, how are they going to do it? They can only do it through a hive mind. A hive mind blockchain system. And so the hive can only take place after the church is gone, because the church is the resistance until he who letteth be taken out of the way. The church is the resistance. That's in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 4. No, 1 I think it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Until he who letteth be taken out of the way. The church is the resistance. And so the Antichrist can't appear on the scene. There's many Antichrists, but the main one can't appear on the scene till the church is gone, you know? There's many antichrist. The Bible says that. There's always one waiting in the scene for the church to be caught up. Because what resists the antichrist? The church, the gospel, the good news, the truth. And so we know after the church is caught up, they're going to say, peace, peace, then sudden destruction. They're going to say that the church is the reason that there was division in the world. They're going to say that the church was taking the judgment and call us the bad. They're going to call the church the goats. They're going to lie to the whole world. They were caught up. The aliens, the reason they have this alien thing, because they got to say the aliens took the church, because they can't tell you that it's a rapture. They're going to lie about it, you know? The whole thing's a lie. Everything's a lie. Everything that they tell you from it, it's all lies. You're under the blue sky, which is law. And so what's under law? The flesh. And what is the flesh creature? Nothing but dead. Liars. A flesh creature is a liar. And that's all they know. They can't stop lying. Everything they do is lies, 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 lies. Because their daddy is a liar. He's the father of lies. And so they have to do what their daddy tells them to do. He's a demon. He's a devil. He's a snake. And so they're snakes. These are snakes. These are devils running a system that they think they can fix, and they're starting to realize they can't, so they want an AI machine. And so even one cryptocurrency I'm invested in, the guy's from MIT, and he thinks that he's created the best AI. He says, if AI can't fix our problems, this is what he said, if we can't fix our problems with AI, or what we create, the machines or the technologies, what he says, if we can't fix our problems with technology, we have no hope. He said, life should be easier with technology, is what he said. If it's harder, then we're going the wrong path. And to a degree, that's true. But what happens is, if everybody sacrificed in a corporation, if everybody sacrificed in a church, if everybody sacrificed in a home, in a family, if everybody sacrificed in a nation, the nation would grow. But you got people who don't want to sacrifice, who are lazy. It's sad. They're lazy and pathetic, and they always want a handout instead of giving. They want to take. They don't want to give. Like the apostle, he said, Apostle Paul said, "Let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands to give to him that needeth." They don't want to do that. They want to take. They don't want to give nothing. They want to take. Take everything. They're takers. And so when you got people, one giving, one taking, it's unbalanced. But if everybody was sacrificing and giving, and it was a team player situation, you could do something. You could get something accomplished. But if there's no team players, you can't get anything accomplished. If only one is sacrificing and nobody else, you can't get nothing accomplished. What's my point? Anything that man creates, a system or AI or a machine or whatever, or cryptocurrency, it's going to have to be corrected. There's going to be a correction all the time. There's no way to avoid it. So this one MIT professor, he says, "I've been in cryptology all my life." He said, "I figured out a way for they can't crack it, or they can't destabilize us." There's going to be something that comes up that he didn't think about. Whether it's quantum computers, you know, or whatever it is. It's going to be a lot faster than the crypto machine. Or there's going to be another crypto invention that's faster and kind of devalues his system. He's going to have to critique it and make it better. So you can actually tell the future, because if you know the truth. And the truth is, I don't care what kind of system it is. If it's a system where there's no sacrifice, it will not sustain itself. There has to be sacrifice, because it's a sacrificial redemptive system based on the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation world. And so, whether it's love, there's sacrifice. Whether it's investing, there's sacrifice. Whether it's a job, there's sacrifice. Whether it's education, there's a sacrifice. Whether it's a degree, there's a sacrifice. There's always a sacrifice. Learning a new trade, there's sacrifice. Learning a new skill, sacrifice. building a house, sacrifice, whatever it is, there's some sacrifice. And nobody really likes, I mean, sacrifice ain't fun, you know? We know that. But if you try to make it without sacrifice, you're going to hit a brick wall eventually, and you're going to have to come face to face with sacrifice. Honor, duty, loyalty, sacrifice. Those words have been lost in society. Loyalty, sacrifice, honesty, duty. Do your duty. You tell a wife to do her duty, she throws a fit. She throws a little temper tantrum. Why'd you get married if you don't want to do your duty? Because she wanted a free ride. She didn't want to be a part of a team, a body. She wanted to be her own goddess. And it's true for the men that marry, and the woman's work. She's work, you know. Usually women wake up to that pretty fast. The man's not working and she's working. They wake up to that pretty fast. I've watched them complain on the job. I was dating this guy and he wouldn't work. And I realized I was taking care of him. Why? The question is, why would she put up with it? Why would she date somebody like that? Because so something in her, some kind of not thinking she's good enough, or some kind of identity crisis or insecurity or something. Why would a man put up with it with a woman, you know? She don't want to do anything. She don't want to cook. She don't want to clean. She don't want to be a helper. She don't want to be a helpmeet. She don't want to do nothing but sit on the couch and watch TV. What kind of life is that? It's like a blob. It's like a big blob sitting on the couch, not doing nothing, not creating. I mean, if she wanted to stay home, she at least could start a business out of the house. You know, she's just a blob of water sitting on the couch watching TV all day. A blob sitting on the couch. What man wants to put up with that? And then there's some women, they always want to travel, and they don't want to be at home. They want to be on the street, out on the streets, you know. They don't want to stay home. They want to be out on the street. I just pulled up somebody supposed to do some work for me, cut down a tree. I said, you 100% sure it's going to be, you going to do it tomorrow? He said, yeah. I said, all right, I'll go over there at lunchtime. I said, I'll go over there at lunchtime and check on you. He wasn't there. I went by his house, and my chainsaw didn't work. Then after work, I went over there. He said, it'll be tomorrow. So 100% he was going to do it. See what I mean? Man, and when I pulled up, he had some drunk beside him. Couldn't stand up. He was grabbing his arm, helping him stand up. Not dependable. Don't keep their word. This is what you're in. They're not dependable. They're not loyal. They don't keep their word. They're truce breakers. They're covenant breakers. They're everything. They abandon ship. They're rats on the ship. They're pirates on the ship. So pirates. So they're rats trying to steal, kill, and destroy. And just, they don't want to do, they're not stable. They don't want to do nothing. They want to get on the ship and destroy the ship. You know what I'm saying? Pirates. Whether it's your car ship, your business ship, your body ship, your house ship, your church ship, whatever ship you're running, they're not ship shape, And so they want to just destroy your ship. Their mind is not in shape, so they want to destroy everything they touch because they're divided in their mind. Sad. It's really sad. They have no identity. They have no peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. They have no peace, no identity, no rock to stand on, no solid foundation. Just total insanity all the time. And they go through that cycle round the mountain, over and over and over, and they never escape it. And they keep doing the same stuff with the next person, the next person. The next job, the next situation, it's the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again. And you would think they would learn from it, but they don't. And it's hard to break that cycle at times without God's help. I understand that, but you have to pray about it. You're not going to escape the cycle. Have you ever talked to somebody and every time you talk to them, they talk about the same problems, complain about the same things, talk about the same stuff in the past. They never come up with anything new. They haven't grown mentally, spiritually, soul. They're the same person that you knew 20 years ago. They don't change. They haven't grown. They haven't developed spiritually at all, intellectually at all, verbally at all. There's no growth. Logically, truthfully, there's no truth growth, you know? It's the weirdest thing. You would think somebody who saved you, they'd be growing and abounding and pushing out to the next state. But they like to stay in that state they're in because it's comfortable and safe. They're actually living in fear. They're afraid to push out into the unknown with God and trust Him. And I'm not talking about leaving a job or starting a business. I'm talking about internally. They're afraid to look in the mirror and grow. They're afraid to watch something or read another. I can't read that book. I can't watch that. I can't hear that. I can't listen to that. Because they've something in their mind, the system, the legalistic system has told them, this is the box and stay in it. But God is never in a box. And actually, it's unlimited, to be honest with you. Now, it's going to be, you're going to have to rightly divide it. The types of shadows will never go away. But it's unlimited what you can learn just thinking about the truth. Talking to some other people who have the truth. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Conversation is converse, together turn, face to face turning. Convert. Have you been converted? The word convert is converse, together turn. Have you been changed? Turn means to change, to turn over a new leaf, right? Have you been converted? And once you get converted, are you still growing, changing to your new state? Blows your mind, to be honest with you. It really is like everybody's drinking milk or something. It's like they're happy with the milk. They're happy with being children. They're happy with being selfish. They're happy with status quo. They're happy to be like the crowd. They're happy to just sit there and watch the TV and the music and the football. And every year it's the same Super Bowl game. It's just different uniforms. Red versus blue, just different teams. It's the same stuff over and over and over. How many football games are you going to watch before it gets boring? How many boxing matches are you going to watch before it gets boring? How many tennis games? When is it going to get boring? Ever? Will you ever get bored with it? Will you ever be birthed into a new state of mind? Or are you just going to stay in the cycle that you've been in for 20 years? I'm not judging anybody. I'm talking from experience. It's like you finally just get to the point and say, Lord, what is going on? What am I missing? You say something like this, like what I said, Lord, why do these Jezebels keep showing up? It wasn't their fault. It was my fault. Thinking that they would be able to not be a Jezebel. I mean, the whole system is a Jezebel system. What did I expect? I should have expected a Jezebel. The whole system's a Jezebel system. I should have expected a Jezebel on every turn. I dated this Jezebel, Lord. I got to get away from this. She's trying to hogtie me and try to get me to worship her. I married this one. I dated this one. Lord, why did I keep going around the mountain? Because I didn't understand what I was in, to be honest with you. And the only way you're going to, this is the takeaway from this conversation. The only way you're going to be able to understand what you're in is see it from the outside in. And the only way you're going to see it from the outside in is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Word of God. Because the Spirit of truth is outside of this simulation. The Bible's outside this simulation. The truth's outside of this simulation. The flesh is this simulation. This simulation is nothing but the flesh creatures repeating over and over and over. And you can tell by their body language. You can tell by what they talk about. They are just repeating, like mocking. They're just, what's the parrots? They're just repeating like a parrot over and over and over and over and over and over again. And when you get to the advanced state, you say, well, I can use this system to create a job or whatever it is, to create these creatures to birth them into the next state. So they'll be going to the job thinking it's all about money, making money. But the real thing is the job's not about making money. It's about birthing you into a new way of thinking, that a job should be to provide a way for you to use a conveyance to your next state. But if you just see a job as just money and you don't understand about investing and moving and trying to get to a new state to where you're not, you can actually enjoy a job and like a job if that's your calling. But most people are nothing but complainers. And instead of going and help build up a business, they just tear it down. They don't build up, they tear down. And some of these situations, they try to make you addicted to them, you know. And that's not good. Some of these businesses want to create addicts, you know. Whether it's media or whatever it is. So you're not going to be wise enough to see through this whole system. It's all lies.